AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Fort Myers, Florida, less than a week after it was hit by Hurricane Ian.
This is about America coming together, and I really mean it. America coming together.
Biden got a good view of the damage by air.
We're here today with Governor DeSantis and Senator Rubio and Senator Scott and Congressman Donald. You know, today we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
The president and the governor are political foes, but they pledged to put their rivalry aside.
What the governor's done is pretty remarkable.
Barges are getting stuck in the record low Mississippi River.
The unusually low water level in the lower Mississippi River is causing barges to get stuck in mud and sand, disrupting river travel for shippers, recreational boaters, and even passengers on a cruise line. The U.S. Coast Guard says at least 8 groundings of barges have been reported in the past week, despite low water restrictions on barge loads. The National Weather Service says nearly all of the Mississippi River Basin from Minnesota through Louisiana has seen below normal rainfall over the past 30 days, pushing water levels to record lows. And it's bad timing. Barges are usually busy this time of year, carrying recently harvested corn and soybeans up and down the river. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korea fires 2 more missiles into the sea. United States UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The DPRK has now launched over 35 ballistic missiles this year alone. These launches violate multiple Security Council resolutions and pose a threat to not only the region, but to the entire international community.
This latest launch came 2 days after North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years. This is AP News. Women around the world are cutting off locks of their hair in support of dress code protesters in Iran. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The protests are over the death of a 22-year-old woman in Iran for breaking the country's strict dress code. Cutting hair in Iran is a form of protest, a symbol to stand against the mandatory hijab. Among those cutting their hair, Oscar-winning actress Juliette Binoche.
For freedom.
In the halls of the European Parliament, Swedish lawmaker Abir Al-Salhani cut her hair.
Until Iran is free, our fury will be bigger than the oppressors.
A museum in Rome is collecting locks of hair to present to the Iranian embassy. Kokila Kahl made a contribution.
I cannot believe that in 2022, the women are still struggling to have their basic freedom and basic rights.
Some of the Iranian demonstrators have publicly hacked off locks of their hair. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.